Hello, this is Pastor Dan Hull of First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day. Trust is one of the most valuable attributes that you can bestow on someone, but of course, you don't trust everyone with everything. There are certain people I don't trust when I'm seeking financial help. In fact, I don't even trust myself when it comes to financial help. I turn to a professional who's been trained and has a wealth of knowledge and wisdom about how to save and invest money. Now, our culture is in a tailspin when it comes to trust. We don't trust our politicians, the media, or our leaders. And our kids especially find it difficult to trust the adults and those who influence them. And rightly so, because our kids are being lied to. Wouldn't it be great if there was one person, just one, who knew everything you needed to know about everything? Someone who could give you the right answer about anything? Someone in whom you could trust without any doubts, because you knew that that person loved you beyond measure and truly wanted the best for you. Well, isn't it comforting to know that the all-knowing, all-powerful, infinitely wise creator of the universe loves you and calls on you to put your trust in him alone, because he is more than able to take care of you. The book of Proverbs is the most practical book in the Old Testament because it teaches skillful living in different areas of your life. And Proverbs 3:5 says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." We put our trust in the Lord based on who he is and his character. He's omniscient. He knows everything. He knows the situation you're in, how you got there, and how to get you out. He's omnipotent, all powerful. He can do all things. And he's loving, merciful, faithful, compassionate, and perfect. Why would I want to put my complete trust in myself or anyone else who doesn't know everything, can't do everything, and isn't always loving, merciful, faithful, compassionate, and certainly not perfect? That would be foolish. But you know what? Because sin has tainted our reasoning and thinking, we often want to trust in ourselves rather than God. This is why we have to be trained and instructed and reminded to put our trust in God. And we need to trust him entirely. Verse 5 says, "with all your heart." Your heart in the Hebrew mind was the source of not only your emotions, but also your thinking and your desires. In other words, we're to be all in when it comes to trusting the Lord. We need to trust him when we don't want to. Trust him even when it doesn't make sense to us. Verse 6 tells us, "in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." In every area of your life, we're called to trust the Lord. Now picture yourself blowing into a soapy plastic wand, and a multitude of bubbles come forth. Each of those bubbles is a sphere of your life. There's a bubble for family, friends, coworkers, finances, your job, your role as father or mother, husband or wife. There's a bubble for your health and your goals and your desires. So we're to trust God with all our bubbles, with our children, our spouses, our jobs, our financial security. We're to trust him with our health and the health of our loved ones. Every single area of your life, we're to give to the Lord, knowing that he has our interests in mind. And what is the reward for trusting God? He will make your path straight. In other words, he will level and remove the obstructions in your daily journey. Now, that doesn't mean that your Christian life will automatically be smooth sailing. In fact, we can expect life to be challenging and difficult at times. However, God is with us as we choose to trust him and walk the path he's laid out for us. You can trust the Lord with every sphere of your life, and you can trust him with your life after this life. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." If you've never trusted Jesus Christ with your eternity, you can do that by believing in his death and resurrection and turning away from your sin and to your loving Heavenly Father. He is worthy of your trust. This is Pastor Dan Hull of First Baptist Church of Moravia, your pastor for the day.